everyone, and thanks for tuning in to UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's markets. My name is Annabel Wilder from the Global ESG and Sustainability team at UBS Research, and I'm here with Saranja Sivachelvam, Head of Global Thematics. In this episode, we're going to explore a demographic shift that could have profound market implications, Generation Alpha. Born between 2010 and 2024, they're the first true digital natives, immersed in AI, hyper-personalized commerce, and sustainability narratives from birth. Their projected economic footprint is $5.4 trillion by the end of this year, with spending power expected to reach $1.7 trillion by 2029. What's most interesting is that they're already influencing nearly half of household spending, more than any prior generation at this age. So, Saranja, how does your thematic research on Gen Alpha fit with this broader market landscape? And where do you see the biggest structural shifts emerging?
Hey, Annabelle. Thank you for having me and for the introduction. So Gen Alpha is the first digitally native generation. They've been exposed not only to screen time, but also the presence of artificial intelligence at its fingertips since a very early age. This is in stark contrast to boomers who didn't have the internet, Gen X who didn't have social media, and millennials who didn't have open AI whilst growing up. Tech companies will have to remain competitive, quick to embrace new technologies and willing to embrace consumer feedback. But for Gen Alpha, we see three drivers that set them aside from previous generations as a starting point. These are gamification, wellness, and sustainable living.
And which sectors stand to benefit the most from their influence?
So in our report, we highlight over 50 stocks from multiple industries across EMEA, APAC, and the Americas that are exposed to our Gen Alpha theme. Broadly speaking, consumer, internet and gaming, and healthcare are the sectors where we have the most stock ideas in our list, but there are also financials, retail, tech, and other industries that are covered.
And are we seeing brands pivot fast enough to engage with this younger consumer base?
So one of our key drivers is gamification. Now, video games have been around for a long time, but what's slightly different with Gen Alpha is that they spend more time gaming and less time on social media compared with gaming enthusiasts from other generations. This means that gaming platforms are now a channel through which brands can engage with consumers, with some brands also doing real-world commerce in this environment.
And given their immersion in digital ecosystems, how does this translate into actual purchasing decisions and brand loyalty?
That's a great question. The combined spending power of the millennial parent and the Gen Alpha child combo could represent a material market opportunity for industry to tap into. Industry sources, which are outlined in the report, suggest that Gen Alpha is shopping savvy with clear consumer preferences in certain categories. That's like food, entertainment, and fashion. So some parents are also highlighting that they are changing their own consumer choices as a result. So with respect to brand loyalty, I was previously a consumer staples analyst, and at the time, the narrative was around millennials premiumizing and being less brand loyal than older generations. While some survey data that's out there suggests that Gen Alpha are brand loyal, I think this could be taken with a pinch of salt, given that Gen Alpha are still quite young, which means that as they get older and start spending their own money, they might become more amenable to a wider range of brands given attractive price points.
And how do you see gaming evolving as an advertising and engagement tool? And does this shift fundamentally alter how brands reach consumers?
It's not just consumer and retail companies that want to engage. Another example in the report is that of a national food agency, which launched a game, in effect, to raise awareness of food security. Other examples include the use of games as a means of educating children on technical scripting language.
Another key theme from your research is wellness, but with a major generational shift. So given that Gen Alpha is already thinking about mental health at a young age, how should investors think about opportunities in this space?
Yeah, so the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated knowledge and perhaps more importantly, acceptance of mental health concerns. So Gen Alpha from an early age has been exposed to rhetoric around the consequences of poor mental health, in addition to the consequences of poor physical health, which older generations are more familiar with and willing to discuss openly. Our initial research shows that among Gen Alpha, a few topics feature more than others when it comes to wellness. These are mental well-being, physical well-being, healthy eating, and beauty and personal care, with the awareness being driven by social media among other channels. According to GWI, consumers no longer see wellness-related spend as discretionary or luxury, which is a material shift in mentality versus pre-pandemic times. To your question, according to sources like Razorfish, 75% of 8 to 10-year-olds are already thinking about their mental health, and survey data from Unmind suggests that businesses are already thinking about how to incorporate mental wellness into their workplace strategies.
Your research also highlights somewhat of a contradiction where Gen Alpha is the most sustainably conscious generation, and yet they continue to drive demand for fast fashion. So what do you think is driving this paradox? And do you think we'll see a meaningful shift in their spending behavior over time?
Well, we think that Gen Alpha as a cohort is more aware of the environment and therefore expect that this could, over time, result in behaviors that are more environmentally beneficial versus previous generations. That said, the attractiveness of instant gratification and cheap price points, for example, in fast fashion, mean that values and purchase decisions may have more time before they fully converge. Within our work on sustainable living, we highlight three areas where Gen Alpha could have an impact. These are food waste, the rise of vegetarianism, or put differently, the potential for an increase in alternative protein consumption, and fast fashion.
And then on the other side of the coin, are there investment risks for companies that fail to align with Gen Alpha's sustainability expectations?
This is a really interesting point. In the report, we outline an example that our ESG and apparel teams highlighted in an earlier report. The apparel footwear supply chain is quite complex, and studies suggest that poor labor practices are prevalent and can create potential reputational risk for retailers. Our analysts suggest that investors seem to care about ESG issues, with company share prices falling when there is negative news flow around ESG versus an increase in Instagram followers for the same company in the month afterwards.
Thanks very much, Saranja. And thank you for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. That was an overview of Generation Alpha with me, Annabelle, and Saranja from the Global ESG and Thematics, respectively, at UBS. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tune in again and share this episode with a friend or colleague.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries, and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content. It has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. UBS 2025, the key symbol, and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.